Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 6, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, I pray that you all had a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that you are ready to start making things happen this week. Make sure, and I want you to make very sure, that you are very focused on what your goals are for the rest of this year. And we're going to get to that and understanding the reason why I'm saying this, but that's going to be very, very important. I have a big question for you. Are you ready to be the driver of your success? You know, I trust that you are all being the drivers of your success vehicle and that you are properly planning out your success journey by doing two very, very important things. Number one, by focusing on your business goals, knowing what it is that you want to see happen, and then making the necessary changes to move towards positive results. You're not going to get the results that you want to see by focusing on the same thing and doing the same thing. If what you're doing has not gotten you results thus far, guess what? Change is at hand. You must begin to make necessary changes so that you can start seeing things improve in your business. Well, I'm excited to announce what our June theme is going to be all about. It's going to be about proactivity, the secret to getting things done. Now, who doesn't want to be successful, right? I mean, I do. What about you? Each of us have the freedom and the opportunity to pursue our dreams and goals. But why is it that some are able to do it swiftly while others are lagging behind months, years, and yes, ladies, even decades, still trying to make things happen? Well, this month's theme is all about providing you with ideas, tools, and resources to make things happen faster by streamlining your activities, doing things ahead of time, and taking the leadership responsibility for your success. Also coming up today, we've got our Mommy Balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, who will give us her segment on mom's business and balance, and she'll be sharing ways to balance yourself while still having that time to spend with your family. Also included in today's lineup, 5 questions to help you take control in 2016, and we have a book's excerpt from Letting Go of Your Bananas, and we're going to be looking at key number 6, Your Bananas Are in Your Head. That's going to be very interesting. Also, I'll be sharing with you upcoming events going on at Women About Biz. And of course, I will be coming right back around to give you some great tips on proactivity, the secret to getting things done. So I am glad that you are here. And of course, this is such a good time. Go ahead and share the show with someone that you know needs encouragement, needs motivation. They need ideas and ways to grow their business. And perhaps you've just been talking to people recently. Well, flash over on another line and just call one person, just one person. Or if you're listening from your smart device, well, you know what to do. Go to your favorite social network and let them know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. And for those of you with pen in hand, of course, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. And if you're listening from your smart device and you just want to type out the direct web page for people to listen to, it is blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Well, I know that you're going to enjoy today's show. I have been thinking about for the last month or so, what is it that I want to share with the listeners of Successful Woman Radio and the Women About Biz members about being more successful. And I thought about the fact that as I looked at that June marks the 6 month, right, towards moving to the end of the year, I realized that a lot of business women, I know I am, a lot of business women are thinking about what have they not accomplished thus far? Where do they need to be in business? And so as I began to think about that for myself, one of the things that I know that I needed to improve on was proactivity. I need to be more proactive in things, right? And whenever things seem to slide between the cracks, whenever I feel that things are moving too slow, usually it's because I am being reactive instead of proactive. So I therefore chose that theme, proactivity, the secret to getting things done, not just to say, oh, let me give everybody else a topic. But as you know, I like to keep it transparent. And what I learn that's going to help me, I am definitely going to be sharing it with you. So as I move towards becoming better at being proactive, I want to encourage all of you to become better at being proactive as well. So let's go ahead right now and get started with taking control in 2016. 5 take control questions that you should be asking yourself any time of the day that you want to help you get better focused, more clear on where it is that you need to be. Let's start with question number 1. Am I clear on my business goals? Again, am I clear on my business goals? You know, goals is what it's all about, and oftentimes, women don't necessarily like to conform. Sometimes we are comfortable in that being all over the place zone and doing things, on the cuff. But goals are very, very important. They help us to set the foundation for all things that we want to bring into fruition for ourselves. And they help us to stay organized and efficient. So being clear on your goals and knowing the goals that you want to accomplish is really the first step in you really seeing yourself be more successful for this year. Here's question number 2. Have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Well, you know, having goals is not enough. You must then get those goals put into action, and you must start implementing what it is that you want to accomplish. And the way we do that is by writing it down on that paper and making it plain, right? So you have to identify tasks or to-do items in order to accomplish those goals. So for each goal that you have, you should have a list of to-do items that are necessary for you to make that goal happen. Here's number 3. Am I being the leader of my business? And you guys know that I love this question. I am really even more so understanding the importance of leadership. As a matter of fact, at Women About Biz, we are developing a leadership program for our members. And I'm very, very excited about that, because leadership is the number one thing that I think women have a lot of, but we don't necessarily know that we are great leaders all of the time. And I don't think that we necessarily know the tools, the resources, and the habits that we need to develop in order to be great leaders, right? So, you know, leadership is very, very important. And you have to ask yourself if you're being the leader of your business. Now, I've recommended it several times, but I want to mention it again. And that is, if you have not written out a job description for yourself as the CEO of your company and what you should be doing, then this is the greatest time right now to do that. Okay? You need to schedule some time in your planner this week to start making that happen. Number 4 is, am I following through on these very 4 important things: leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Again, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, these 4 things, which are so important, these 4 things really are activities that go on in the business every single day. And if you're not generating leads, if there are not opportunities opening up for you or calls that you need to make or emails that you need to send out, then it's important for you to go back to the drawing board and figure out what you need to do to get these things happening in your business. And last but not least, number five, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Now, you know what? I talk about this. I have been talking about this for a very long time, maybe 10 years, ever since the show has been on, about the importance of understanding the cash flow and why the cash flow is so very important, but also making sure that you keep tabs on your checking account, making sure that you understand that there are many things in business that will make you very indecisive about which way to go, but the numbers are not one of them. If you learn to include planning your business with numbers, such as the cash flow, the projected cash flow, the current cash flow, knowing how much money is coming in and how much is going out and what you need to do to increase those sales, then guess what? It's going to make you a great leader because you will begin to see what you need to improve on, what you need to enhance, and what needs to happen as you begin to grow your company. So there you have it, ladies, five take control questions that you should be asking yourself daily or as often as necessary to keep yourself clear on where you're trying to take your business. It's keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. Guess what? That is definitely what it's all about on the journey of your success. It's 10 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. And again, this is a great time for you to flash over on another line and to share with just one person that, hey, call in to Successful Woman Radio. They're going to be talking about proactivity, how to get things done today. And for those of you with pen in hand, again, the number is 347-637-2589. I just got through with taking control in 2016, five take control questions, and we're going to be moving on with our book excerpt, Letting Go of Your Bananas. Now, for those of you that are new to the show or haven't been tuning in within this last month or so, our book club book is Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And I just love this book. It's a very simple read, but what is included in here is complex in many ways. But when you read it over and over, it begins to sink in and you have so many aha moments. So I'm going to be reading to you key number six, Your Bananas Are in Your Head. The author says, the bottleneck is always at the top of the bottle, and most of our barriers, our bananas, our limitations, exist in our heads long before they ever live in our reality. Your brain is where your mind lives, and letting go of your limitations is a matter of mindset. In order for you to change your life, you must be prepared to change your mind. Only when you are willing to think beyond your present life situation can you dramatically improve the quality of the rest of your life. You have all heard the expression, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, it's true, he says. Most of us go through life without even coming close to using our mental capacity to the maximum. The more you engage your mind and use it like a tool to improve your life and bust your barriers, the more fulfilling your life will be. The author says, I wish I could remember where I picked up the following slice of wisdom because I believe that it speaks to the very heart of just how important it is to take charge of the environment in which our mind dwells. Leaders are like eagles. They don't flock. You find them one at a time. Control your thoughts, for they will become your words. Control your words, for they will become your actions. Control your actions, for they will become your habits. Control your habits, for they will become your character. Control your character, for it will become your destiny. Isn't that the truth? He says, letting go of your bananas is a headspace, an attitude, and a decision to no longer accept the situations, people, and things that hold you back. And the big shift from where you are to where you want to be starts with the quality of your thoughts. Everything else you will create in your life will flow directly from the way you think. If you want a different life experience, you must be willing to think on another level. Your previous thoughts account for the behaviors that have created the life you have now. Let me repeat that for you, ladies. He says, your previous thoughts account for the behaviors that have created the life you have right now. He says, change your thoughts going forward, and those new thoughts will create new behaviors, behaviors that will alter your life and free you of personal and professional limitations. All barrier busting is about your desire to move forward in spite of the limitations of the past. Barrier busting is all about direction. To free yourself of past filled with rotten bananas, all of your mental energy has to be centered on moving forward rather than being anchored in your old thoughts and old behaviors. For you to advance beyond your present place, regardless of how long you have been stuck in that place, you must think, act, and vividly imagine yourself on the other side of where you currently are. When you think, act, and imagine yourself beyond your present place, your life will begin to move forward in a positive and constructive way. Now, ladies, is the time to fully engage the power of your mind and utilize that power to create a better future for yourself. The author says, when you engage your imagination and vividly envision where you want to be, you have taken the first step in realizing all of your dreams. So to change where and how you are in life, you must change what you see in your mind's eye. The subconscious mind, he says, is the part of your mind that works like a robot. That means your subconscious mind works for you and is powered by repetition, your imagination, and your decisions. Even better, your subconscious mind always accepts your desires as attainable and always responds with a yes when you desire something. It does not question, it just delivers what you want. Whatever you embed in your subconscious mind is accepted as truth, and whatever you accept as your truth can ultimately become your reality. So he says, that's right, you can use the power of your mind to think your way to greatness, to rid yourself of life's barriers, and to alter your destiny. All you have to do is get crystal clear image of what you want in life and where you want to be. Once you lock on to your desires, almost as if by magic, you can attract into your life all of the opportunities that will allow you to get what you want. Now, that is powerful, he says. Change your mind and you change your life. Change your mind and you reshape your destiny. So he says the key to banana-free living is to define yourself based only on how you are going to be when you are free of all of your bananas. All of your mental energy has to be totally invested in the image of the new banana-free you. So decide right now to see yourself only as the person who no longer holds on to a limiting past, and you are free. No longer do you have the luxury of wallowing in your past or using your past as the excuse for where you are right now. All of your focus, all of your energy, all of your actions, all of your words, all of your decisions, and all of your mental images must be focused on how you are going to be when you are the ultimate you. Becoming the best you can begin with a decision fostered by a strong visual image. That image is what will engage you in action, with each action designed to bring you closer to the ultimate you. Bottom line, he says, the sum total of all of your thoughts and all of your actions will alter your outcome in life. So When it comes to creating a better bunch of bananas, remember, there is no substitute for clarity and certainty. You must be clear about your desires and certain about your ability to achieve your goals. Ultimately, those things that are the primary focus of your visions will become your reality. You have to see it to be it. All success begins with an idea, and your ability to attach vivid images to your ideas will change your life. He says, people who are empowered to think limitless thoughts and envision a life of extraordinary freedom enjoy massive doses of personal serenity. Your personal serenity is a key element in the quality of your life. Happy and serene people are fun to be with and stand as a positive influence and role models for others. Serenity is a choice that each of us can make when we are free of our rotten bananas. And I've just read from the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, written by Dr. Daniel T. Druman. And so, again, ladies, if you haven't picked up your copy of this fascinating book, I want to encourage you to do so. It's become like a pocketbook for me. I keep it wherever I go, and I'm always forever reading it as it constantly reminds me to take control of my own destiny. And now, coming up, we have our Mommy Balance Coach, Teresa Wright Johnson. Teresa, I want to make sure you're with us. Are you there?
Trina, I'm here. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Wonderful. Well, go ahead and take it away.
Hello, ladies, those of you that are moms and even those that are not moms. I'm Teresa Wright Johnson, the balance mommy balance expert here at Women About Biz. But I also am Teresa Wright Johnson, a mother, a business owner, and so many things. As moms, we wear so many hats. And with that, I have lots of resources for all those different hats you wear and take off today. My business, Mommy Care, is based on motherhood being a business because, again, as women, you wear a lot of hats. I'm not taking the nurturing part away. I'm not saying motherhood isn't a joyous, emotional bond as well. But let's be honest. Being a mother, we have so much to do. We have the children to take care of, possibly bills to help with, also maybe housework and having our own lives, just being able to manage their schedules and, boy, oh, boy, transporting them around like you're your mommy Uber. So just want to know more information about things that you can do with your children as well as things that you can do to better equip yourself. Check us out here at Women About Biz. Go down to the Mommy Balance Expert page. It's the Mommy Biz Balance Expert page. And always feel free to reach out for a free consult about more information about motherhood, maybe just motherhood, or maybe motherhood and being a businesswoman. I have a lot of information I'm going to share with you today. Again, if you want more information, you can always go to the Women About Biz page or check me out at MommyCareInc.com, which is MommyCareInc.com. Today, I'm going to talk a lot about some of the stuff for this summer. This summer, there is a lot going on. Ladies, don't feel fret or don't feel like you have to get all this information down and write it down. It would be great if you can write it down. But if you can't, after the show, by about 1:30 p.m., you can head over to my Facebook page, which I'll give you at the end of the call, so that you can get the same information that I'm giving on this call. Also know that you can reach out through Women About Biz and ask for a free consult for Mommy Biz Balance. And we also offer business and balance coaching for moms through Women About Biz. But today we're going to talk about all things mom. So we're going to talk about stuff about summer. We're going to talk about a little bit about how to make money from home, how to balance being a small business woman from home. Guess what? I know we're talking about a lot, but a minute ago I just told you, motherhood to me is like a business. So you got to know how to wear those hats. You got to know where to get the resources. That's what I'm here for, and I'm ready to share. So one of the things that a lot of people are asking about this time of the year, and you see posts about, or you might be wondering, I've even talked to about three moms today, just out, dropping my daughter off at Vacation Bible School and camp, running into different women that I know that are moms. And even when I got home, phone calls on my phone and on my cell phone about motherhood and what to do with this wonderful summer break we're having. Summer break can be a whole I wouldn't say monster, but it can be a monster, but it also is a pleasurable time as parents and with your children. But we have to remember we need some structure and we need things for the kids to do because, hey, we don't want everything running away in our homes. So first thought or first thing I want to share with you, some of the free stuff going on this summer. Some of it you know about, some of it you don't. If you want to know even more, at the end of the call, by 1:30, head over to my Facebook page and you'll see tons and tons of stuff there, all for free. One of the first things I want to talk to everyone about is places kids eat free. Check out www.kidseatfree.com. Generally, it only goes up to 12 years old. I'm finally feeling how that feels because my 11-year-old little girl is almost 12, but kidseatfree.com. There are tons of places you can take your children out to eat. That's a whole experience of their own. Kids love going out to eat, and it doesn't have to hurt your pocketbook. Hey, I know we're all at different levels economically, but who doesn't like to save money? And if you're being a business-savvy woman, like many of you that are here listening to the Successful Women Business Show, this might work for you. Check out kidseatfree.com. It's going to give you a listing of different places your children eat free. Better yet, I know there's women on this phone and call listening nationwide on phone and online. So kidseatfree.com even offers a way to look in different states. And you'll see some other resources on my Facebook page as well. It'll even talk about the children eating free from a certain age. It might say certain days. It might even say, hey, kids eat free this day and a discount on this day. That works out well because some of you are out there during the summer like me. I do a little bit or a little thing or session with my children called Mommy Camp or Mom and Me Camp where I'm out certain days and we're doing different things. And maybe you didn't pack lunch or something like that. This is a great resource for them. So check that out. The other thing that most kids don't want to talk about, and apparently based on polls here in the United States, a lot of parents no longer talk about our chores. Wow. When we were kids, many of us, we had chores. Statistics and studies show that here in the United States, back in the 80s and before, you know, 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, all that great stuff, 80 to 90% of children within their household did chores. Guess where we are now with all this lovely technology and all the things we do to help our children, and even with more knowledge on how to parent and do things with our children, our lives are so busy and hectic. So are our children's. So we went from 80 to 90% of children doing chores in homes to guess what now? A really staggering result or percentage, 25% of children. Yeah, maybe we don't all feel our children should do chores. That's great. But if you're a mommy and you're a mom in business and you're a mom that's trying to balance it all, you want your children to be able to help out possibly. Also, this teaches great life skills, independency skills, and responsibility skills. So why I want to talk about chores is our kids are really into apps, right? Our kids also, I noticed with my children and the hundreds of parents, mothers that I talk to as well as children, they no longer are motivated by money to do chores. And some parents don't believe in paying money to do chores. Well, I have a really great tool, resource to share with you. I've implemented it in my home because my little girl is her own little business boss and money wasn't working for her to do chores. That didn't work for her. And I didn't really want to pay her money as well. But I do understand the importance of her knowing how to do chores, having independence, responsibility, and life skills, because I also work with older children or adolescents that don't know how to take care of themselves. And as parents, moms, we are raising miniature adults right there, right now. I call my children adults in training. So check out this resource. Again, if you can't write it down, you'll see it over on my Facebook page, and that's choremonster.com, choremonster.com. Great, great app. Kids can access it through their phone or even on the computer. You set up chores for them to do, and they have a reward or a result or an expectation at the end. If you create all of this, the app is just there to assist you. The great thing about this is we have really tech-savvy children. They know how to use apps, many of them. This will help them stay up to date on how to use their apps. Also, it will engage them, because what works for us as kids sometimes no longer works for our generational kids. Our kids are totally different from us. Check it out, ChoreMonster.com. I believe you can start as little as about 4 or 5 years old for incentive. I even, on my daughter's app, even have walking the dog as one of the chores, because it's her dog, but many parents say, you know, once you get your child a pet, they don't understand the responsibility, and once they get over the cute, cuddly part of it, they no longer want to walk the dog. Hey, there's ways to program all kinds of stuff in there. You want your child to be a part of the family team. You want them to be independent. You want to be their first advocate and teacher. Here's a great tool to help them and engage them. Now, it's the summertime. There is so much cost to keeping your children active, engaged, and entertained. I have children that love to be entertained, because mommy is that mom that loves going out and getting things done, and I love them being out, because it's less of a hassle if they're out. If they're at home, they may get bored. They also are getting inactive. Remember that, moms, as well. Get them outside. Get them out doing things. This way they're more active physically, as well as more tuned in, and also learning about the environment around them. So some of the things that are free this summer are bowling. You can go to kidsbowlfree.com. Nationwide, there are bowling alleys. Some kids never bowl, and it is a physical benefit. It doesn't seem like it is, but look it up. It really is a physical as well as motor skill, as well as logical benefit, thinking, thoughts. There's a lot of benefits to bowling. Please look that up. But kidsbowlfree.com. Your kids can go into various bowling alleys throughout the United States. I have family, I have sisters in different states. I send them the same information that I'm talking about now. They have their kids out. The kids bowl for free. They can bowl free several days a week. The only thing you're paying for is a shoe rental. And this year is the first year I've done it. But you can also buy a family parent pass, because I didn't see the need. Now my kids are a little older, I do, where we can bowl with them at a discounted rate when we go in as well, and we're just paying for our shoes. So that's kidsbowlfree.com. Next thing is kidsskatefree.com. Same concept. Hey, what better thing? Some of us remember going to the skating rink, right? I wasn't the best skater, so I don't really want to remember it. But kidsskatefree.com, kids can skate at various locations for free, go skating. You just pay for the skate rental, so check that out. Now, over at Mommy Care at our Facebook page, we have all kinds of other activities. Many of them are based in the metro Atlanta area, because that's where I am based and where my business is primarily based right now. However, there are some things on there nationwide, ideas and activities, so check that out. Just want to let you know that, you know, many of your museums are doing free stuff, your parks, so many activities that you can do, but I have a ton of information over there, and I don't have enough time on this segment to go over all that information on free stuff, discounted stuff for the summer, and also tell you about other things so you can balance those many hats you wear. One of the things, ladies, with all of this, and all of this that we do, how do we find time to do scheduling, planning, create, and clean our homes? Or, hey, some of us have cleaners that come in every week or so often. Or maybe some of us are not the best at getting the laundry done, or maybe organizing things. Great resource is flymom.com. Flymom.com. Great, great resource. Use it. Love it. It told me how to do certain things to organize myself a bit better, to make my day more efficient. The reason I'm sharing all these things with you is this is my love. This is my passion. This is part of the gift of me being a mommy biz balance coach, but also just being a mom and being able to be successful in my home life and my life as a businesswoman and to have my own life. I realize that we need supports and resources, and I try to make sure to teach everybody the same thing so they have those supports and resources. So we'd love for you to connect with us here at Women About Biz on those things. But flymom.com, you're going to be blown away by some of the resources on there. I have like two more keys or points or bullets to share with you ladies, but this key point is very important to me. It's very dear and near to my heart, and it's about support. if you are a mom that maybe, for instance, I'm a mom that's a part of an organization of women that support women that put their children and families first, and we have a support group. It's a support group. We have events. We have activities. You can find more information about that or reach out to me over at Women of Out Biz or through Mommy Care. But definitely Google mom support groups. There are mom support groups out there for all types of things. And guess what? I'm here for you as a resource, as a support, and I can show you how to connect. I'm going to give you one resource. I have a lot of moms that ask about moms that are twins or have twins. So check out Moms of Multiples. Google Moms of Multiples. That's a great one. And Mothers and More. Those are two. And then also, you know, if you know me, if you go to my website, if you go anywhere, you know I'm a Mocha Mom. And so you can check those out. But I can tell you how to use those support groups to help you be a better mom, a better lady, a better you, to help support you. Because many times we no longer have our family and friends living in our area. So you don't have your family and friends living down the street anymore, yet alone sometimes not even the same state. So support groups are good. You get out, you engage, the kids can connect, and all that great stuff. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is work-at-home opportunities. Hey, many of us are already working at home. But let's be honest. Some of us, certain weeks, some certain days, certain months, you may not make your goal of what you need to bring into your business as well what needs to go out of your business, but you don't want to necessarily go out and find another job, like outside of the home, outside of your business, outside of your office. You don't have to. There are many work-at-home opportunities. Check us out over at womenaboutbiz.com. I can show you that. I can teach you that. We'll have some information coming up on that, but we have a lot going on where we can help you with that. And I can just give you some resources for work-at-home. As a matter of fact, today, earlier, before I came in from dropping the kids off at Vacation Bible School and camp, I was at a store. I went into the store, saw a lady, noticed she was merchandising. Do you know what merchandising is? Do you know you can make your own schedule and you can build that around your business and that be supplemental income that goes into your household or for whatever needs you need it for and you still can run your business? Started talking to her because I know about merchandising and because I know that I'm always connecting with moms, and there are always companies hiring. So merchandising companies, they hire. You can look out there. Procter & Gamble, Driveline, check those out. Just Google them. I'll put a little information up on Mommy Care on our Facebook page. Lastly, the kids get bored. They lose their skills during the summer. I have plenty of free resources, online tools for that. Hey, I know I said a mouthful because I'm trying to think, do I even have a timer next to me, but I don't. But I just am real. We have a lot to balance. We have a lot to do. We need to support each other. We need resources, and we need to figure out a way to balance it all. There's no way for us to balance everything at one time. There's no way for us to be perfect moms or businesswomen. But with more information and support, we can do the best that we can and become more effective. More effective means more time for our kids, more time for our families, hopefully more time for our business, and more profitable in our business and our life. Thanks, ladies, for listening to me. I'm Teresa Wright Johnson, your Mommy Biz Boss. Check me out over at www.facebook.com/mommycarebiz. That is the Facebook page, or you can just go into your Facebook and Google Mommy Care. And come over to the Facebook page this afternoon. Please like our page, because if you like our page, you'll be able to see more of the things that we post. But also, because as businesswomen and as moms, we need to support each other. And then check us out at Women About Biz. Ask for a free Mommy Biz Balance session. I'm here for you. Thanks for your time. And Trina, thank you so much for having me. Ladies, have a great week and have a great day.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Teresa, and again, for everyone listening. That was Teresa Wright Johnson, our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach, and Teresa also has great resources on her Facebook page, and again, that Facebook page is facebook.com/mommycarebiz. That's M-O-M-M-Y-C-A-R-E B-I-Z as in zebra. Well, it's 12:39 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you definitely are listening to Successful Woman Radio Show. Teresa Wright Johnson just got through giving you some great resources and tools on balancing yourself as a mom and things you can be doing with your kids this summer. And, you know, even though you're a mom, you might be a mom of teenagers, don't forget, they need love and attention too. And I know Teresa probably shaking her head, absolutely. So don't forget that you need to be spending time with your teenagers as well. And, you know, my daughter, I always say that she's overgrown at almost 27 years old, but I still want to spend time with her as well. So for all of you who are moms, for as long as you are moms, always remember that we have the responsibility of loving and nurturing our children and supporting them in whatever they do. I'm excited now to dive right into and bring up a topic that is close and dear to my heart, as I have such a desire to see more things happen for myself and Women About Biz before the year end. And I know that you do too. And I'm talking about no other than proactivity. That's a big word. That's an important word that we all should be embracing. And of course, our theme for the whole month of June is proactivity, the secret to getting things done. So again, this month is all going to be all about providing you with those ideas, tools, and resources to make things happen faster by showing you how you can streamline, how you can do things ahead of time, and also take leadership responsibility for your success. You know, ladies, we all hear the phrases, you can make it happen, take your business to the next level, you are responsible for your own destiny, right? But these statements really are true, but listening to them doesn't make it true. It's applying them to your life and taking action on them that brings them all to light. Here we are in the month of June, 6 months before year end, and you know, I'm sure many of you have been thinking, why am I not moving faster with my goals? Why is the money not coming in faster? And why am I not seeing better results in my business? Well, it may have to do with one simple word, and again, that's proactivity. Many women tend to be multitaskers, and of course, multitasking often happens when you have too much on your plate or when things are done at the last minute. So with 6 months left to accomplish your business goals, ladies, now is the time to get structured, better focused, and proactive about the way you manage your daily workflow. So first, I want to start with sharing two definitions of what proactivity means so that we're all on the same page here. Here's the first definition. It says, proactivity is acting in advance of a future situation rather than just reacting. It means taking control and making things happen rather than just adjusting to a situation or waiting for something to happen. And the source of that definition was from Wikipedia. The second definition, I really like this definition, it says serving to prepare for, intervene in, or control an occurrence or situation, especially a negative or difficult one, anticipatory. So basically, this definition is basically saying that it's intervening, it's controlling an expected outcome. And of course, that definition came from dictionary.com. I love both of the definitions because they both are talking about the essence of the word itself and what it means to be a proactive person. So proactivity, ladies, is all about taking ahead of time action and planning for how you want things to turn out at the end. And that's why proactivity is so very, very important. It's all about keeping the end in mind and staying focused on the end and then backing up to where you are now and planning ahead of time for that very thing to happen. So what I want to do today is I want to share with you 5 of 10 ways to get on board with being proactive. And of course, I'll be sharing the second half of these 10 ways on next Monday. So let's go ahead and start with the first 5 ways to be more proactive. Okay, the first one is be in control. Be in control. You ladies are completely responsible for your own success. And sometimes as business women, we forget about that. We wait for the phone to ring. We wait for the emails to show up. We are crossing our fingers and hoping that someone connects with us online rather than just being our friends with someone who says, I'm really interested in your business service or your product. We're anticipating and waiting for it. But what we must understand is that in order to generate leads, in order for us to get all of those opportunities, in order for us to receive emails that are inquiries, and in order for us to follow up on anything, we must be in control. And so, you know, being in control, it means that you must be the leader and not always be the laborer in your business. No one else is going to be as passionate or committed as you are in accomplishing your business goals. But if you're not in control of your business goals, if you have not set yourself down, and if you have not written those goals out, if you don't know what it means to be the leader of your business, then I can guarantee you it's the first way to lose control completely of your business and not have the outcomes that you want. And so again, being in control is more than just saying I'm the leader, but you must be active in being that leader. And being a leader means that you are clear on your description, the skills required of you to be that leader. You're clear on what the leader of your business, the CEO of your company, is supposed to be doing day in and day out. Here's number 2, okay, in ways to get on board with being proactive. Plan ahead. You can't act ahead on what you haven't planned ahead on. Does that make sense to you? You see, I've known for a long time now of the differences of what it feels like to plan ahead on something and to have it go correctly and to trip over myself trying to do things at the last moment and not be able to see any good results come from it. I know all too often of what that's like. And to be honest with you, I experienced not planning ahead recently when I was trying to do something and I didn't get good results. And so again, I want to urge you, okay, and I don't use that word lightly, urge. I want to urge you to plan ahead because you can't act ahead on what you haven't planned ahead on. It's always best to plan annually, right? So that whatever goals you list that you want to accomplish for your business, then you can plan it annually, break it up into quarters, and then, of course, as you know, you drill down. Quarters get broken up into months and months into weeks. And so therefore, you know what you should be doing every day because everything has been broken down properly. Can you change things? Will there be changes? Absolutely. But it's still important for you to plan ahead. Here's number 3 of the 10 ways to get on board with being proactive. Be solution driven. Okay, you are going to run into challenges, obstacles, and problems, ladies. All of us do. If you're in business, it's impossible not to. However, you must always be about solving issues. That is the key right there. It's when you are a problem solver, when you know how to quickly think on your feet and be solution driven, that's when you can get things accomplished. But I want to point out to you, okay, when you are the laborer in your business, and it's nothing wrong with you doing that grunt work, but when you are the laborer in your business and that's the only role that you're playing in your company, oftentimes it's very difficult to be proactive. It's very difficult to be solution driven because your mind is not focused on solutions and solving issues with your company. It's focused on making the gadget. It's focused on servicing the client. And so again, that is why I always teach the principle of knowing what your entrepreneurial number is. That is, the number of hours that you have committed to working each week. Know how you're going to divide that time up amongst the three most important roles that must be played in your business. And those three roles are laborer, technician, manager, and entrepreneur visionary. Those are the three roles. So whatever time you have given yourself to working your business each week, all three of those roles will need your time. It's just that sometimes some of them will need more time than the other, but the entrepreneur visionary role must always be played. And I think one of the reasons why a lot of the times business women are not solution driven is that they are not in that entrepreneur visionary role, and they are not thinking about how to improve their company, how to make changes. Instead, they are more comfortable being a laborer. Okay, so be very careful in that. And oh, by the way, as a side note, I think one of the reasons why women are comfortable with being the laborer is because we are more comfortable being employees than we are comfortable being entrepreneurs. And so we must learn that we're not working for someone else, but we're working for ourselves. Here's number four in 10 ways to get on board with being proactive. Be a goal-setting queen. You know, when you think about a queen, okay, a queen rules over her dominion. She knows what's going on at any given time, right? And the queen isn't always the one that's doing everything, but she's the one that sets the vision and comes up with the goals and knows what needs to happen, right? So you've got to be a goal-setting queen. You must rule over your domain. Goal-setting is the foundation of all manifestation, okay? And so if you want to manifest your dreams and goals, if you want those goals to be taken out of your dream realm, out of that mind realm, and brought into reality, something that you can feel, hear, see, touch, experience, then you must become a master at goal setting. You must be the queen. You must rule over it. And one of the ways to do that is to truly understand how to goal set. And one of the things that I find is so often women have this tendency to take goal setting lightly. I mean, the words have become so common in our society that we go, oh, yeah, goal setting. Yeah, that's what I've got to do. And we just automatically think in our minds, well, I know how to goal set. You write it down, right? And once you write it down, you just plop it in your planner, and it's supposed to happen by osmosis, right? Wrong. No, goal setting can be quite a complex mastery. It's a skill, a crafted skill that takes time. And you, in order for you to learn how to properly goal set, you really have to start practicing it on a consistent level, right? So if you'll remember, for those of you that are longtime listeners, I've did the goal setting show before and talked about the fact that goals in and of themselves are really supportive of the vision. So the hierarchy of it is, first you have a vision, then you have goals that support the vision. And or in other words, when you have a vision, you're taking what you want to see and create, you're taking it out of your mind and making it plain on paper by writing it down. And then for each vision you have, you're setting goals to them. Right. And once you set goals, which is how am I going to get this vision done? How am I going to get it accomplished? Then you're also, for each goal, you're creating tasks or to-do items. And I like to say that they are really the sparks to the flame of your goals. Right. So you have to create tasks or to-do items to support your goals. And so there you have it. The hierarchy is vision, goals, tasks. Right? And it's so very, very important. And what I see happening a lot of the times with business women is that they will write a goal down in their planner in a time slot, a deadline for the goal. So say, for example, at the end of this month, I may want to have a workshop script completed. So that's the goal, workshop script. But if I write in my planner for June 30th, workshop script and nothing else, how do you think that that goal is going to get accomplished? Do you think just because I write it down in a time slot on a date, the deadline date, that it's going to get accomplished? Absolutely not. And that's what I see happening to a lot of business women. They're writing their goals down or the deadline that they want the goals to happen, but nothing else happens in between. And so, again, this is why it's so important for you to understand and not be cocky about this, and understand that in order for you to become a goal-setting queen, you must learn the fundamentals of goal setting for yourself, not just for your life, but also for business, okay? And last but not least, as we come to number 5 in the 10 ways to get on board with being proactive, and that is delegation. Delegation is key to proactivity. You know, in order for you to be a good leader of your company, it means that you already understand that you're not going to be able to be successful by yourself, right? So why is it then that so many businesswomen refuse to delegate? And when they do delegate, or so they think they're delegating, they actually are abdicating and not delegating. You know, and let me just quickly give you the difference between the two. To abdicate means to give up, to turn away from. It means to completely hand over whatever task or project or goal you need accomplished. It means to hand it over without looking for or following up on it. It means that you've just given control to another person. That's what abdication means. Delegation, on the other hand, means to assign a task, a project, or a goal to someone else with the intention of following up. So therefore, when you delegate a something, it means that you've already set the pace or the system for the delegation process. It means that you know the deadline that you want it completed in. It means that you have written out directions for the other person on how you want them to handle the particular task or project. It means that you set and schedule follow-up calls with the other person to see how they are doing, to hold them accountable. So that's what delegation is. And so, again, what I see all too often happening is that sometimes micro business owners especially, you know, who've been handling multiple tasks for so long, able to give up something that they don't realize it, but they're abdicating the task instead of delegating it, because they're just needing relief in their mind from having to do so much. So remember, that's not what it's about. You never want to abdicate, but you want to delegate. And delegation is the key to proactivity. So again, these are the first 5 of 10 ways to get on board with being proactive. And again, I just challenge all of you, if you've not had a power talk with me this year, then I want to encourage you to go on over to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching in the top menu bar, and from coaching, look in the right-hand column and just click on schedule power talk. And if any of these 5 things you need to work on, we can talk about that. We can brainstorm. We can come up with solutions, right? We can be that number 3, be solution-driven, and figure out better ways for you to be proactive in your business. Make sure you stay tuned for next week for the second half of 10 ways to get on board with being proactive. And I hope that you guys were taking good notes on that. We've just got a few things to announce before the show ends. And so I want to go on over to our event section and share with you some of our upcoming programs and events, okay? Coming up on the 8th of June is going to be the Power of Follow-Up, which works hand-in-hand with our topic this month, proactivity. So, you know, if you want to develop your own follow-up system, and if you have but need to enhance it, then you need to definitely sign up for the Power of Follow-Up, coming up again on June 8th. And then also, don't forget, we've got our Busy Woman Virtual Networking event coming up very soon. It's always the 3rd Tuesday of every month, And oftentimes, I've had some people to ask me about Busy Woman Virtual Networking, and they're thinking that it's in the daytime, but no, it's every third Tuesday, and mark your calendar for the next event coming up on June 21st from 8 to 9:30 p.m. And you can learn more about that by going directly to the domain busywomanvirtualnetworking.com. Again, Busy Woman Virtual Networking. And again, Teresa Wright Johnson, our Mommy Balance Coach, is also the host of that wonderful networking event. So I want to encourage you to learn more about it. And, you know, it always they have great speakers. You get a copy of all of the so that you can network and follow up with them. So it's a great way to network, especially if you're either working a full-time job, you're not able to get out in the evenings to some of those evening networking events. Also, I want to remind all of you who participated in our Spring Into Success program during the month of May that all of the recordings are up for you. The information is up for you for the next 90 days. Please make sure that you take advantage of it. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show, and I'm so glad that you were here with us today. Make sure you mark your calendar all this month, every Monday, for our hot topic, Proactivity, the Secret to Getting Things Done. Tune in next Monday, June 13th, as we continue. And again, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show and for sharing it with individuals. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.